Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Today's episode comes to us from Evening Conversation with Teenagers. And my daughter asked, do you think there are herds of wild hamsters? And you never know, was my thought. And so I thought, well, we have to explore that discussion.
Yeah.
The very short answer, which is very incomplete, is yes. So please have that joyous moment of knowing that somewhere in the world, little herd of hamsters running wild and free through the grass, their cute little golden bodies, their fur flying,
their tiny little stub tails.
Yes. It might be living their worst life too, because if they're really running in the wild, it might be due to predation and terror. How about some details, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Prior to about 1936, wild hamsters were the only kind of hamsters.
That's just not going to stop being funny, wild hamster. No. Okay,
I'm
keep going.
Say it as much as I possibly can. Actually, let's say the wild Syrian hamster or the wild golden hamster. That is the species that are the pets of the world today for the most part. And they came to the United Kingdom via a little bit of a sad origin that scientists needed something to do some testing on. So in the 1930s, a fellow named Israel Aharoni, he captured the first live hamsters known to science. And he actually published a narrative of the experience in an autobiography called Memories of a Hebrew Zoologist. So there's more in there than just hamsters.
Okay.
His initial attempts to capture and breed the hamsters were fraught with peril because one of the things we'll talk about later is they're sort of solitary creatures. And so to get them together and keep them captive without them killing each other or killing their young is difficult. So he finally succeeds. And here's what he says. Only someone who has tasted true happiness, heavenly joy, can appreciate our elation over the fact that our great effort did not prove to be in vain. What our goal was achieved. From now on, there will be a species of hamster that will be fruitful and multiple, even in captivity, and we will be convenient for endless laboratory experimentation. Does that end me? I'm like, what?
So now you said this was a Syrian hamster. So they come from that part of the world?
They do. Yes.
Oh.
Syria, Turkey, Siberia, Northern China, Greece, Romania, Belgium, Ukraine, Hungary, Czech Republic, and France.
Oh.
Strangely. They like to live in warm, dry areas like sand dunes or the edge of deserts. They don't love extreme temperatures. And so like in Siberia, the tunnels help them survive because they are a burrowing creature. Their habitat is tunnels. They love to dig those complex underground networks. And that's where they store all their food and grass and insects that they eat. So most of life is down in those burrows. They are nearsighted. So they are not, as far as predators go, not relying on vision to avoid predators or to catch their food. They have to rely on scent. And that's why, again, they're burrowing because they might not spot a predator very quickly. They do not love loud noises, which is one of the reasons they're probably not the best classroom pet.
all this time. The poor hamsters and guinea pigs of the world. I mean, really.
Yes.
There are wild hamsters, but they're not roaming the plains, right?
Generally speaking, not. Why are they not roaming together? Many rodents, and hamsters are among these, do not play well with others and don't want to live together. So it's like Thunderdome if you put two males in captivity together. No, one is not coming back out. And so they will create a single occupant situation. And so that is one of the reasons you don't see them in big herds. Do you want to know what a group of hamsters is called?
Yes, very much.
A group of hamsters is a horde.
A horde?
A horde of hamsters. A horde
like
of Genghis wild.
Khan.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That is wild and free hamsters.
I love the idea of standing on the plains and hearing the thump of tiny furry feet. Well, if you're longing to know more and you've missed the hamster stampede, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, where you can find lots of other cool stuff that we love to talk about. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, or ask your smart speaker to play us. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.